Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and as always, I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. It is Friday. Woo woo! Faith Bomb Friday time. All right, this is just hopefully going to help you feel encouraged and challenged for the weekend, get you pumped up to just love the Lord, love His Word, and want to get into His Word yourself. Like I'm always saying, like get into His Word. It's so important for us to build that relationship individually so that we can learn and grow and not just lean on others to teach us, but to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us ourselves. And as I'm talking about that, before I jump into our Psalm series, I just wanted to talk to you about the intentional reset that is going to be coming in September. I'm super excited about this. It's a group coaching program. It's going to be an 8-week intensive of just learning about how to go from barely surviving as a Christian woman to thriving and in all areas of your life. And that comes from being rooted and grounded in Him. You want to be a better, you know, woman of God, mom, wife, whatever God is calling you to do, this is the place for you. We're going to learn some easy strategies to help you grow in your faith, learn to take better care of yourself, have peace throughout your day, and then on top of that, unleash some God-given purposes in your life. And I am super excited. I want to be on this journey for you or with you. We're going to be meeting every week. I will have lessons. There will be time for question answer time. And just, it's going to be a great time of growth for all who are involved. And so if this sounds interesting or fun to you, go to thekingdomdaughters.com/intentional. That's thekingdomdaughters.com/intentional. You, for the next week, an early bird special will be happening. You can get $50 off the entire program by just using the code INTENTIONAL. That only lasts until next Friday. So please, I think I might have said September 18th. That's incorrect. It's next Friday, okay? 1 week from today, which would be August 18th. That is when this goes. So if you want to get out of the summer slump, out of that summer crazy routine, and you want to start off the fall with a bang and set yourself up to finish 2023 strong, let's do this, friend. Let's do this. Come on, come and join me. Again, go to thekingdomdaughters.com/intentional, and I can't wait to see you in there. Okay, let's talk about Psalms. Let's dive into this very quickly. I am in Psalm 20, okay? And this is David again. It's Psalm 20, verse 6 and 7. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to His anointed. He answers him from His heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Okay, so let's start off with this. David is writing this, right? And then he starts with the declaration. Now this I know. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast, about how important our words are, what we say matters, and using our words to declare the goodness of God. Okay, here it is. David's using this. David is doing this right now as an example. He's saying, now this I know. Even though he may have been in a place of war or in, you know, be having to be strategic in his life. He's saying, he's declaring, now this I know, the Lord gives victory to His anointed. He's declaring that over his life. The Lord gives victory to the anointed. And I believe this and I'm declaring it, right? He answers him from His heavenly sanctuary. He knows this because he's experienced God. He's experienced answers from Him. He's experienced God's goodness in his life, and he's declaring it, okay? Then he says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And in my Bible, it gives some description about some things, and it's talking about how a lot of the advanced nations at that time used chariots and horses in warfare, but the Israelites had a more like primitive arsenal, is what they said. So thus the total reliance on the Lord for victory. So even though their enemies were using certain things, horses and chariots and all these different types of tools for warfare, they kind of just did it so that in a way that they trusted completely on the Lord. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, what they used for tools of warfare, but it's saying that they used a more primitive arsenal because it was giving them a place to rely mostly on the Lord, fully on him. Okay. And so that's what David's saying here. Like some of those people, they trust in all the, you know, what they have in their hands. They trust in the horses. They trust in all these other things, but we're trusting in the Lord because he is our defender. He is our creator. He's the supplier of our needs. And that is where we need to be in our everyday life. We have to make a choice to declare and say, no matter what comes against me, no matter what's going on around me, because again, I say this a lot, there is so much chaos in this world right now. There is so much chaos and there's so much confusion and there's a lot of upside down, backwards thinking in a lot of the culture and society things that go around, and it doesn't make sense and it's completely unbiblical, but it can be confusing because sometimes even Christian people come out and back some of this belief system that's like not biblical. And so there's a lot of confusion, and that comes from the enemy. That does not come from the Lord. And in that confusion, we can get lost and we can get kind of caught up in a battle where we are not prepared. We're not ready. We're not armed correctly. We're not leaning on the Lord and trusting that he is stronger and he's going to lead and guide us. Again, that goes back to being in your word always. The word of God is our sword, right? Being prepared, knowing him, knowing what he says, being in the word. So that is the number one thing. But also, David uses this is the example here. He is declaring, I know this. No matter what is going on around me, no matter the enemies that come at me, God is my victory. He will bring victory to those who are anointed by him, or who lean into him and trust in him. Okay? His victory, he will help us win with his victorious hand. Okay? And I trust in him. All those people, they trust in crazy things. They trust in this weird life, right? But we trust in the Lord. And that's a declaration for you to say over your family today. Our family trusts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust in him. We trust in his power. We trust in his authority. We trust in his peace. We trust in his joy. We trust in his future. We trust the plans that he has for us. Whatever this looks like for you, declaring that over yourself, because even your kids are coming up against things in their lives, at their schools, in their friends, around, you know, the sports that they're in, whatever they're involved in, they're going to come up against things that maybe are trying to confuse them against what they believe. And it's going to be a lot, but you need to declare, no, we as a family, no matter what comes against us, we trust in the name of the Lord and believe it and walk in that and show your kids what that looks like. And be a leader, you know, you and your husband, you and your spouse, like be the leader of your home and lead in that way and declare it just like David did. So that is all I have for you. I hope that you're encouraged and blessed by this and challenged a little bit to step in that goodness of God. Okay. All right. Well, remember, you are seen, known, loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have a great Friday, an amazing weekend, and I will see you next week for our regularly scheduled program. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while, and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.